Welcome to a new episode of Kage Space, a podcast where I talk pretty much anything under the sun. This is your host, Kage, and yeah, just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. Pretty thankful for you guys enjoying the previous episode. I talk a lot, so sorry for blabbering a lot about video games, but yeah, it's that time of the year again, so let's talk about New Year's goals or targets, pretty much. Now, I know it's a bit late, especially this comes out on the 8th of February, but hear me out, guys, okay? So, December came, and like anyone, we are overindulging because it's a holiday. And, you know, pretty much family gatherings, there's like an excess of food or whatever. And like everyone else, I enjoyed myself a bit too much. And before New Year's, I decided to look myself in the mirror and check the scale because I don't like what I'm seeing. And yeah, true enough, right there and then, I decided to basically go for fitness goals, pretty much. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is going to be another failed one, but hear me out, okay? So, at the start of February, I'm doing great. But on the second day of the month, my grandmother passed away, so I have to drop everything, including the exercise plan, the diet I'm going, because if you're in a week, especially in the Philippines, you're going to be up 24/7. You're going to be drinking a lot of coffee and, you know, dealing with relatives, friends that know the people who pass away and whatnot. So, yeah. Mama C, bless your soul, and I hope you're in a better place right now. That aside, when I got back, I decided to jumpstart my journey once again. And doing the transition is pretty hard. So, before I start talking about what I'm doing, what I'm eating, and whatnot, this is just a disclaimer. Just wanted to let you guys know that I am not a nutritionist, nor am I a health expert. So, if you're trying to do this, you can consider it as a point of reference, or I wouldn't say point of reference. You can like use it as a building ground or get an idea of how you want to approach things. But realistically, people may consider what I'm doing extreme, so please take it with a grain of salt. And just to let you guys know, this is primarily for education as well as entertainment purposes, okay? So with that disclaimer out of the way, let's continue. So the first thing that I wanted to do before doing all the exercise and all that shit is list down what I've been eating and doing for the past month. So throughout December, I actually ate at night, which is a shitty thing because I can't burn that. So I have to readjust my eating schedule. So that's where the intermittent fasting comes in. Intermittent fasting, or IF, to those of you who don't know what that is, basically is you're setting a window that you're allowed to eat. And after that, you won't be eating pretty much. So I've adjusted my eating habits. So primarily I eat from 10 a.m. up to 6 p.m. I think I'm going to be moving it up to 4 p.m. because I think I'm doing pretty well with the 8-hour window and I want to shorten it. If anyone's asking why I didn't do OMAD, OMAD is difficult as fuck. That's basically it. For those of you who are doing that, just want to say kudos to you guys, but 1 meal a day is rough. But speaking of breakfast, or yeah, what I do to break my fast, I have one banana a day. That's literally my breakfast. And I have a cup of matcha along with Magic Mind, basically. But Kage, what is Magic Mind, if you're wondering? To give you a heads up, I have this problem where I've been trying to find a way to keep my energy levels steady throughout the day because there was a point in my life that I was overly reliant on caffeine or coffee specifically, and I ended up drinking maybe somewhere between 3 to 4 a day. And that's a bit rough because that fucks up your sleeping schedule. But yeah, I found this little shot that improved my morning so much, and that is Magic Mind, basically. Now, it really gives me additional mental strength and focus. You kinda have to learn have that as you go along, because as you're getting older, you get a bit more tired, sluggish, and have more responsibility pretty much. It increased my productivity and allows me to sleep better because I wasn't able to, have more caffeine in my system. So yeah, it's one of those things that I downplayed when I was a bit younger because I slept like a rock back then, but now, before taking Magic Mind, I'm literally a guy who just sleeps for, 4 hours, ends up sleeping maybe two once again somewhere in the middle of the day. But because of Magic Mind and the less caffeine the intake that I'm having, I can sleep 6, 7 hours straight. And yeah, I've got you during that period, you can activate REM sleep basically. And if you're in the state of REM, your metabolism increases, so it really helps with my weight loss as well. Now, ingredients wise, there's too many to mention, but the important things are, yeah, I mentioned there's matcha. Yeah, it's the caffeine takes longer to release in your system, so it helps reduce your stress as well. And I like the taste. But if that doesn't really interest you, we have stuff like cordyceps, not from The Last of Us, of course. You won't become a zombie, but yeah, it strengthens your immune system, and you get like higher energy levels and physical endurance by ramping the production of ATP in your mitochondria. So if you're also working out, it helps to some degree. And it has lion's mane mushroom, so it kind of it's like the fluffiest mushroom out there. It's like an adaptogen and reduces anxiety, inflammation while supporting cognition. So that's the mental focus kind of bit. So if you're like me with all of these things that I'm doing right now, I totally recommend you guys try it. You can get it at magicmind.com/kagaspace with my promo code kagaspace20. You also get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. So that's kagaspace20 for 56% off. Now, if you're already a subscriber, yeah, you can use it as well. So you can get 56. You can get like a pre You can get you can save a lot more rather on your next subscription payment. So I would highly recommend checking this stuff out if you're a working gamer. If you're someone who wants to lessen your caffeine in your system. And yeah. Or try to get some better sleep. My co-host for Buzzwords Podcast, Kevin, tried as well and he's loving the product. He's able to sleep more properly. And yeah. Other people were talking about it. Joe Rogan has talked about it in his podcast. The Kardashians are drinking it. Rather, they got some of the best surfers. Sorry, Filipino. They've got some of the best surfers in the world. Koa Rothman and Nate Lawrence talking about it in their podcast as well. So yeah, if you want to check this out, try this product out. It's www.magicmind.com/kagaspace with my promo code kagaspace20 for up to 56% off your subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. If I was you guys, I'd take the 30 packs, best value for your money. And yeah, that's about it. Just want to say thank you for Magic Mind for sponsoring this episode, and let's continue. Now, as for lunch, or rather my second meal of the day, I have like a 2 to 4 hour interval, so I don't get hungry pretty much. And you can remove this, but since I'm Filipino, rice is pretty much ingrained in my system. But what I have is usually a combination of brown rice and red rice, so I can get like the benefits of both. And I just have 1 cup a day. As for the side, and yeah, it's primarily my side dish. And as for the main dish, primarily protein along with kimchi. I just can't help it. Kimchi is fucking good, man. And health benefits and all of that stuff. And you kind of put in vegetables in your body for the most part. Other than that, I try to avoid sugar, like the processed stuff. Muscovado is okay. Brown sugar is okay in small amount, but as much as possible, try to lower that. And as much as possible, eat lean stuff. You can season it like salt, pepper, cayenne pepper, and whatnot. It's pretty dull if you keep on eating the same things over and over. So you kind of like mix up what you're cooking, add some flavorings and all of that jazz. But if you can, try to avoid the fatty stuff. And yeah, that's primarily my daily food routine. I do have like a cheat day once a month where I kind of eat, or I eat the sugars that I didn't have, maybe one milk tea for the entire month, or something that I used to love as a kid, but you know, can't have as much as I'm as now as I'm an adult. Rather, I have like a taho or two for the last weekend of the month. And yeah, there are times where I also do long water fast, like 3 days. Like I dedicate a certain period of the month so I can like reboot my body. And that's what I do for the most part. Exercise wise, I allot 30 minutes a day because that's what's the recommended actually. But for now, what I'm doing is I do full body stretches, radio calisthenics pretty much, and I'm doing 100 squat press. I don't do it in one sitting because it drains me out. On like on the 30 mark, your body feels like shit, but I try to push myself to 100. Realistically, the goal is 100, but realistically, I'm just hitting like 50, trying to hit the 60 mark without hitting my body too much. I can do 50 squats and 1 minute planks. I'm doing that every day. I initially thought of doing the one punch man workout, or rather the Spartan workout, but realistically I don't think I can do that for now. Probably in my second month of doing this straight, maybe I'll attempt to do so and slowly work my way up. Now I know this is a bit overwhelming for the most part, but yeah, because it is. I would highly recommend though, start with low. If you can do five for now, then work your way up. Maybe we'll go to 10, bring it to 7, bring it to 10. And as you go along, your body is getting to the habit of, you know, doing these things. And once you develop that habit, it becomes second nature, or it becomes like your go-to things to do when you wake up. And if that happens, you're already on your way in your fitness goals. You're gonna be way better than you were a month ago. And if you maintain it and keep on adding up eventually, you're gonna be in a way better spot than you are now. So, to those of you who are wondering how long does it take for you to get into a habit, I would say 29 days, it's usually what it takes. So after 29 days doing things straight, you get into the habit and it's just you're on autopilot. Pretty much. And yeah, if anyone's wondering what's my weight loss, at the moment I've lost 10 pounds. And another food hack, or rather another habit you guys can do, is drink apple cider vinegar mixed with water. Drink it for straight for a week. Just 1 tablespoon would do, mix it with water, drink it. Do it for 7 days straight and you will lose 1 pound. So it's one of those superfoods kind of things where you have to do it regularly, daily. It helps you with your weight loss. It's really reflective in the scale. And if don't expect immediate results, like everything in life, it's like a slow process. That's why we study for a long ass time, get promoted after a long ass period, and all that other shit. It's pretty cringe, but yeah, it's pretty much a process to get there. So just trust on the goals that you're doing, whatnot. If you wanna get some tips, I would highly check and recommend like go to a nutritionist and whatnot, so they can have like a better idea to teach you about calorie counting and all that jazz. But the stuff that I'm doing right now works for me, and I'm seeing results. So I'll try to maintain it. After probably a month or two of doing this, I'm gonna be hitting the gym so I can like do strength and conditioning training. Because like every single thing that you're doing here, your body's gonna adapt, and once it adapted, you're not burning as much, so you kind of have to push it for a little bit. And yeah, that's pretty much my weight goal and fitness goals for this particular for this year. And I'm trying to hit it because my sister's getting married a few days from now when this comes out, and I want to live a longer life and maybe have children and grandchildren at one point in my life. So I want to see them and I want to be healthy when that comes. When that time comes, rather. So yeah, that's about it for this week's episode. Just want to say thank you for everyone for tuning in once again. If you want to support the podcast, I have a PayPal and GCash that's in the description. You can also, excuse me, follow me on my socials, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, that's Kage Space, and it would really help me out a ton if you guys like comment on Spotify or whatever platform or any of my socials. Tell me what topic you guys want to talk about, and I would feel free to tag me if you guys added me your story. I would really like to hear from my audience as well. And yeah, that's about it for this week's episode. Catch you guys on the next one. Bye.